Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Monday, July 30th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's kick off today's podcast with some news from up north. Basketball players are encouraged to register now for the Coeur d'Alene Shootout 3-on-3 Outdoor Basketball Tournament, August 25 and 26 at North Idaho College. The Coeur d'Alene Shootout is a double elimination tournament with a standard half-court game played to 20 points or 25 minutes for 9th graders and up. 8th graders and under have a 3-game guarantee, so go check that out. August 25 and 26 up at North Idaho College. The mandatory high school football rules clinic for District 6 officials and coaches will be August 6 in the band room at Idaho Falls High School. The coaches meeting will begin at 6 p.m. followed by the officials meeting at 7 p.m. For more information on the meeting, contact Dan Andreessen at 528-5470 or 521-5730. Idaho State football will hold an online promotion August 6 where fans can purchase season tickets for only $50. The promotion is limited to the Idaho State football Facebook and Twitter pages where fans can get their tickets. For more information on that, see the ISU football Facebook and Twitter pages, and go Bengals. From the Blackfoot Morning News, the Blackfoot Broncos American Legion season came to an end on Saturday as the Eastern Division leading Madison Cats came from behind for a 4-2 win over Blackfoot at Hillcrest High School, relegating the Broncos to a tie for fifth in the district tournament. Sam Schultz scattered four hits and struck out four in the complete game five-hitter as the fifth-seeded Coeur d'Alene Loggers beat St. Mary Savages 13-3 in five innings on Sunday in the championship game of the Class A Area A American Legion Baseball Tournament. Less than 1 month away, and IdahoSports.com is your place for high school football. The Buffs thought covering seven games opening day weekend wasn't quite enough. We actually added one more game to the opening day weekend. We added Glens Ferry at Nampa Christian. So go to the IdahoSports.com website, check out the football schedule, and within another day or two, we could be adding another five or six games to that schedule. Not only do we have the football schedule up at IdahoSports.com, we also have the preferred hotel page. Go check that out if you're taking the family on a road trip this summer. We only partner with the better hotels, so we're not going to recommend some fleabag two-bit hotel off to the side of the road. Go to the preferred hotel page and you can check out some really nice hotels at IdahoSports.com. Also, don't forget, Gridiron Game Picks are back this year. Go to the IdahoSports.com website, click on the Game Picks, and you can pick all your football games for the upcoming season. Going to wrap up the podcast today with some sports trivia for you. On this day in sports, 2007, former NFL head coach Bill Walsh passed away after a long battle with leukemia. He was 75 years old. Maybe one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in NFL history. I know you can argue some other coaches, but Bill Walsh has to be at least in the top three. Sports birthdays today. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Nuxall, born on this day, 1928. NBA player Chris Mullin, born on this day, 1963. Hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Don't forget, the podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Have a great Monday, and I'll talk with you on Tuesday.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.